Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. It is officially the spring season, so for today's episode, in the spirit of spring cleaning, we want to focus on the great work being done to take care of our school facilities and environments. We are excited to talk with our three guests about how they support our schools in a unique way. Today's episode is hosted by myself, Connalou Williams, Human Resources Officer.
Okay, so my name is Shelley Grimsard, and I have been with HSD since 2000 and stuff, so a long time and stuff. I started out at Glencoe, and I'm the head custodian here at AMLI now, currently.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Shelley. Shelley, you've served with HSD for many years, as you were sharing. What motivates you to come to work each day and take care of IMLAY as a elementary, as a custodian?
The students. It has to be the students. I mean, the students here are just great.
That's wonderful.
They keep me young, I think.
Having worked with you before, do they help support you with some different things that are important?
Yes.
Is there anything that you'd like to share that they do to help you?
So I have a sixth grade recycling group, and we're trying to go all green at this school right now. We are collecting food from the kitchen to make biofuel. And that's one of our things that we're doing. And of course, you know, cardboard and all that kind of recycling. And I just got introduced this morning to a new recycling program from the kitchen where we will be collecting more food waste for biofuel. And we will be doing some work with some green disposable trays to lessen our garbage pickups and increase, so that stuff won't be going to the dump as much and stuff. And biodegradable silverware. So that's going to be interesting because I've never worked with that before. So I was just introduced to that this morning. So next week, me and the head cook will be figuring out a plan how to do that.
What is a unique task or part of your job that others may not know about?
Safety, building safety and stuff. We do a lot of building safety that people aren't aware that we do. Making sure the boilers are working, making sure the lights are working, making sure the heating and cooling is working so that kids can be comfortable when they're learning. Recently, with the snow, we come and shovel the sidewalks to make sure everybody can get in and out safely. We just had a new fence put up so that we are in a closed campus during the day, which we have been wanting for years, and it's working out really, really well. I've just started recently with some after-school groups, which is just one of the things that I am just really enjoying right now.
Can you tell us a little bit more about those after-school groups?
So one of them, the one I'm doing right now is a crocheting club, and it is fabulous. To me, crocheting is a lost art, and so to have the kids interested in doing that and me staying after school and teaching them how to do it has been really satisfying and stuff, and they're really excited about it, and so am I because I love doing it.
That's wonderful. I've always appreciated that about you, that you always think about those little things that you can do to build connections with kids. And I was just thinking about, crocheting, is creating something and using your hands. You're right. It is kind of a lost art. What are some things that the kids are making for crocheting?
Well, right now we are just learning. We just started like 2 weeks ago. So right now, some kids already know a little bit about crocheting. A lot of kids don't. So we're starting out fresh, so that we're starting from the very beginning where we're learning how to all the stitches and stuff. And then we have a sixth grader that is actually leading the class, and she is doing fabulous and stuff. And Mr. Rojas found her crocheting one day and asked her if she would like to do it. And they weren't going to do it because they didn't have anybody to help. And I said, oh my goodness, I'll help. I'd love to do it. They asked me how long I had been doing it. And I said, since I was about 10, I started crocheting with my grandma. And they said, well, how old are you? And I said, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to know how old I am. So some of the projects that we're working towards is getting all of the stitches down so that we can make pot holders, doilies, kitchen towels and stuff, you know, the kind that hang on your stove, you know, until we move up to crocheted animals.
Wow.
That's our goal, is to try and get crocheted animals. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that and also giving your time for that. We just want to express our gratitude for the work that you do and to all our custodians that they do for our schools. So thank you for sharing with us today.
We have a super group of custodians for HSD, a super group.
My name is Ray Lara. My preferred pronouns are he, him. My job title is Supervisor of Custodial Services. I have worked for the district for 9 years.
Ray, some of our listeners may not know what being a supervisor for custodial services at HSD looks like. Can you describe some of the main tasks that are part of your job?
Sure thing, Connor. Gosh, I had to do so many things throughout the day. We could be here all day talking about it. But seriously, I really do a wide variety of things. First and foremost, I help the district achieve its goals of student success by ensuring that all schools are safe, clean learning environments for our students, staff, and community members. I attend trainings and meetings with a wide variety of people like custodians, principals, administrators, and vendors to resolve any issues. I provide training and pertinent information to all custodians. I ensure that all cleaning supplies are ordered accurately and keep our schools green and comply with Oregon laws. I make sure that all of our cleaning equipment is maintained and the school custodians have everything they need to get their jobs done. I, along with Tammy Alex, ensure, it's mostly Tammy, ensure that the schools are fully staffed custodial-wise. I also assist principals with hiring new custodians, resolving any custodial issues that may arise, and I perform site visits and building walkthroughs. I assist with graduations, proud to be HSD Festival. I am on the facilities equity team, safety committee, the energy team, the classified bargaining team, and I'm also a member of the Oregon Schools Facility Management Association. I attend regular meetings with them and an annual conference every April. I'm also one of 5 facility supervisors that monitors the district's 24-hour line and respond to emergencies as needed. I manage the facility's warehouse. I'm a certified forklift operator. I even help clean up after floods. Really, I'm willing to do whatever, whenever, and that's just how I'm hardwired.
Please share with us about a special project that you have been a part of at HSD that gives you a sense of pride and accomplishment.
Okay, so working in facilities, we certainly have our share of projects. But out of all of them, I'd have to say that COVID-19 pandemic, would have to say that was a time where custodians went from the behind-the-scenes workers to like the frontline heroes, and it was their time to shine. I provided them with training, disinfecting supplies, tools, and all the personal protective equipment needed so that they could get the schools disinfected and have a, you know, the safe environment for the staff and students. Everybody's so safe and healthy.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Daryl Fields, and I am he. And my job title is Grounds 3, which is a lead position in this district. And I've worked with the Hillsborough School District now for 5 years.
Wow, wonderful. I have 3 questions I'm going to be asking you today. So can you please describe for our listeners what type of work is being done by our groundskeeping team throughout the year? And does the work look different in the seasons?
It certainly does. So right now we're coming out of winter into a kind of a fall spring, we like to call that. But the grass is starting to wake up. So we're kind of keeping track of that growth to be able to keep it mowed nice and efficiently. Our biggest challenge is the rain, which tends to make things very wet. And we do not want to get our machines stuck in the mud. So we do a lot of scouting of the properties. That's kind of what's going on right now. As we roll into summertime, we will have a crew of summer help come in with us to help with more detailed trimming of shrubs and trees. As we roll out of summer, the hot days of summer, the cool days of fall, leaves are starting to drop off the trees, and we will start to gather those up. Once that's done and we roll into wintertime, then we're back into more tree trimming and more detailed hedge work. So it's a nonstop party of outdoor fun. However, we do also have to maintain our own equipment. So as things are wearing or breaking, then we have to slow down a little bit and take care of our machinery.
Well, I really appreciate you kind of sharing the season of work that you do for our school district. The second question I have for you, Daryl, is I think we all enjoy the beauty of our school grounds and the benefits of having well-maintained HSD environments. What are some of the ways that our staff can help support the work being done to maintain our outside properties?
Well, we're on a fairly tight schedule as the district is rather large, and so travel time is now starting to be a factor. With all the new development, the population's growing, the streets are getting harder to get around, so we try to look at about an hour and a half that we have per site, but that is getting harder and harder to do, so we have to pick and choose our times. Also in relationship to recess bells, so it's very difficult to mow larger fields, the front yards, I like to call them, the front of the school, where we can provide the exposure the public gets to our schools is much easier. But when we actually have to get out to the back, we have to be much more safer. We have to inform the staff that we're on the property so they realize that we're here to do our job. And in that part, we do get some help sometimes from the recess monitors and other teachers holding kids back briefly while we maintain the grass or something close to the building. So that's kind of trying to develop a partnership with them. Seems to be very important these days.
Thank you for that. The last question I have for you today is, what is an opportunity that you look forward to professionally as your position grows and develops?
Well, since this is my second go-around at a school district and I'm of an advanced age, I look at myself more as a mentor. So professionally, retirement is really my goal here in five more years. But the reality is that I want to leave with having a staff that is fully available to all the practices that we're doing, best management practices, as well as the safety and security of our school grounds.
Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate you spending time with us today, Daryl, and thank you for the inside look at the work you do each day for HSD. Tis the season for spring cleaning. You may be thinking about an organization project at home or an area of the classroom that you've been wanting to spruce up a bit. This time of year tends to bring out those qualities, and we encourage you to think also about how you can partner with your facilities and maintenance team to help keep our schools looking great year-round. We are thankful for this department and say, keep up the great work. Next month, we will be focusing on an episode about commitment. We'll be talking to a few of our long-term employees and hearing firsthand why they have chosen to have their career be at HSD. New episodes are released on streaming platforms every HSD payday throughout the school year. We look forward to sharing more with you next time.